The city of Milwaukee is giving away free gun locks in response to the accidental shooting death of a 9-year-old girl. Police say Mayanna Jokes was fatally shot by her 9-year-old brother in an apparent accident on the city's north side. Her parents have been arrested on charges of operating a drug house, child neglect, and leaving a gun within reach of a child. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, city leaders and community activists shared ideas Monday that they hope prevent similar tragedies.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett spoke at a news conference at City Hall, standing beside a display of gun locks spread out on a table. He called the fatal shooting of a 9-year-old girl a horrific accident that could have been prevented.
To me as a parent, this is the worst nightmare that one could experience. Losing a child in any situation is a complete nightmare.
Barrett called it heartbreaking that the girl was shot by her own brother. He says adults in Milwaukee have to do everything they can to make sure guns are not accessible to children. He says free gun locks will be available this week at 6 of the police districts, as well as city-operated health centers throughout Milwaukee. The city also is working with the gun violence prevention group, Westcare, to distribute another batch of gun locks. Reggie Moore of the Office of Violence Prevention says it's every adult's responsibility to keep their children safe.
So far this year, 118 children under the age of 12 throughout the country has either been killed or injured as a result of firearms. It is imperative on all of us as a community, as parents, as family members to ensure that if we have firearms that they are secure.
Moore says the city gave away 600 gun locks last year and intends to give away at least that many this year. Oak Creek's Master Lock Company has donated many of the devices. Moore says people need to be diligent in making sure that firearms are stored away from kids. He says community outreach is important, too.
That there's also education with the children in the home about how dangerous a firearm is, what they should do if they see one, if they go to school and a friend has one in a backpack, for example, to know that you should tell an adult immediately that you should never pick up one. Those types of messages I think are important.
Moore says across the country, parents who hunt and own hunting rifles often teach their children about firearm safety. He says it's a strategy that works and believes it can be applied to people who own guns for protection. Jerry Bonavia of the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort also weighed in on ways to prevent gun injuries to kids. She says gun locks help, and so does making sure people are storing guns safely. But she thinks parents can take things further.
I think that the most important thing with regard to prevention of these types of horrible tragedies is really evaluating with great deal of understanding about the risks, really evaluating whether or not it makes sense to have a gun in our homes in the first place.
Mayor Tom Barrett says today the focus is on gun locks, but in coming weeks, the city will roll out what he called an aggressive public awareness campaign to promote firearm safety. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.